time to play the puzzle. Joining us, as always, is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. How's it going, Will?
Excellent. How are you, Aisha?
I am good. Now, Will, please remind us of last week's challenge.
Yes, it came from Andrea Carla Michaels of San Francisco. I said, name a famous actress, five-letter first name, six-letter last. Change the first and third letters of the first name and the first letter of her last name, and the resulting string of letters in order from left to right will name a place where you might see this actress. Well, the actress is Jodie Foster. Change the J, D, and F, you get movie poster, which is where you might see her picture.
Okay, well, there were more than 650 correct entries this week. I mean, it was a bit of a toughie. And this week's winner is Aaron Rohde of Plymouth, Minnesota. Congratulations, Aaron.
Thank you.
So how did you figure out this week's answer?
You know, I couldn't get screen to be an actress, but movie, I pretty quickly got to Jodie, and then Jodie Foster, and then movie poster.
Oh, okay. So you kind of work backwards.
Yes,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. No, that makes sense. So how long have you been playing the puzzle?
The first one I remember getting was 2006, so at least that long.
But this is your first time coming on to play the puzzle.
Exactly, yes.
So my understanding is you've been on Jeopardy?
I was on Jeopardy in 2015, I think.
Okay, okay.
Well, we have to ask how you did.
I had fun. That's my line.
Okay, okay.
Don't ask me about Kafka's The Metamorphosis. It's a touchy subject.
I mean, I gotta ask you, but it seems pretty clear. I mean, Aaron, are you ready to play the puzzle?
I'm definitely ready to play the puzzle.
All right, take it away, Will.
All right, Aaron and Aisha, I'm going to give you the first word of a familiar two-word phrase. You tell me the second word in the phrase. And here's a hint. The first two letters of my word are the last two letters of yours. For example, if I said electric, you would say eel, because electric starts E-L and eel ends E-L.
Got it.
All right. And your first one is unearned.
Unearned? Unearned run.
You got it. Okay. Next ones are four-letter answers. Ski. S-K-I.
Ski.
Something you would wear.
Ski mask.
That's it. Peace. P-E-A-C-E.
Peace pipe.
You got it. Stress.
Stress test.
That's it. One. O-N-E.
One.
Think golf for this one.
Think golf. One. One iron.
That's it. Second.
Second base.
You got it. Now we're going for five-letter answers. Centrifugal.
Centrifugal force.
You got it. Chess.
Chess match.
That's it. Organ.
Organ donor.
Uh-huh. Antarctic.
Antarctic ocean.
That's it. Now we go for six letters. Shoe. S-H-O-E.
Shoe polish.
That's it. Old. O-L-D.
Old school.
That's it. Good. Red. R-E-D.
Red. Red square.
You have it. Saint, S-A-I-N-T.
Saint.
Oh. It's a famous one.
Saint Teresa? Saint Teresa?
That's right. Now, the last two are longer than six letters. General.
General.
Something that Jeopardy will test.
Knowledge. General knowledge.
That's right. And your last one is deadly.
Deadly.
It's a plant.
Plant. Deadly.
A plant you don't want to eat.
All I have is deadly parasite, which is not actually the word. Plant you don't want to eat.
What if I tell you it starts with N?
Think of like, it's not day, but it's...
Nightshade. Deadly. What's nightshade.
Nightshade. Oh, deadly nightshade.
I'm allergic to tomatoes. I should have gotten that right away.
Aaron, you are so fast.
I mean, you knocked it out the park. So for playing our puzzle today, you get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Aaron, what member station do you listen to?
I listen to KNOW out of St. Paul, Minnesota.
That's Aaron Rohde of Plymouth, Minnesota. Thanks for playing the puzzle.
Thank you.
Okay, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from Mike Reese, who's a showrunner, writer, and producer for The Simpsons. Think of a famous singer. Replace the last three letters of the first name with an E. also replace the last three letters of the last name with an E, and the result will be a world-famous location. What singer is this? So again, a famous singer replaced the last three letters of the first name and the last name, each with the letter E, and the result will be a world-famous location. What singer is this?
You have your assignment, puzzlers. When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, to submit your response. Just fill out the form on the puzzle page. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries this week is Thursday, October 9th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Week in Edition, Will Shorts. Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Aisha.